if anyone's watched House of Cards, that's exactly how this shit actually operates in DC. Like, I made this statement, and then this girl, Liz Wall, which was my colleague and actually one of my best friends in DC, saw all the attention that I was getting, and she was just like a news reader, very generic, never heard her voice, any opinions. 2 days after this happened, I was getting all this international press, and then so she resigns live on air and is like, I can't work for Putin. This is a horrible network, and I'm for the truth, and I'm like pro-American and all this shit. And then she got picked up and lauded all this shit. And then I found out that there was actually this think tank called the Foreign Policy Initiative. This is where it gets fucking weird. Full of neoconservatives. It's the same people who started the Iraq War. Bill Kristol, you know, all these motherfuckers who basically forced us into Iraq. They're like the most militant neocon faction of the entire DC establishment. They've resurrected into a new think tank called the Foreign Policy Initiative. And I found out that Liz was like essentially being used by these people. These people probably reached out to her and they just said, like, look, we're going to like help you get this media tour behind you, because their whole platform, if you look at their mission statement, they want a new Cold War with Russia. That's what the FBI is all about. And then you saw Liz working with these dudes. Like, she was just this fucking idiot pawn who was basically used by all these dudes in this neocon think tank to spread their agenda.